You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Amy, the repercussions from Iran's controversial election continue. I don't know if you heard our colleagues at This American Life over the weekend. They had a fascinating story about the problems in Iran of coerced confessions taking place, opposition people being forced to confess publicly. That's a huge story inside Iran. Our partners at the New York Times have another huge story, a shocking story of abusive prisoners in Iran's post-election crackdown. Robert Wirth, New York Times Beirut bureau chief, joins us from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. He wrote the story. What happened to the people who were arrested after the election is really the focus of your story. Robert, explain.
Well, there's been concern for weeks among the opposition people about what was happening in the prisons. But it all ramped up in the past few days because there were new reports of people who had been tortured and in some cases killed in prison. And especially what happened really with it, to ramp this up, was that a young man with links to the conservative political figures died in prison, according to his father, after being badly beaten. So this got a lot of conservative MPs upset. And then day after day in the past week, there were reports of more and more people who had, whose families had been asked to come pick them up. And apparently these are people who had been arrested in protests, taken in, arrested, brought into prison, and as far as we know, in decent health, and then somehow died in prison. So the concern just got bigger and bigger, and Mousavi, the main opposition leader, gave a really, really angry speech about it. There was more and more talk in parliament, and then finally the government seemed to be getting a lot of pressure and began to talk about, taking measures, and finally they released a lot of prisoners yesterday.
Well, let's talk about that, the government taking measures. How high do people suspect the orders came to conduct this abuse?
We don't know about that. I mean, people believe that a lot of what was being done by the Revolutionary Guard and elements of the besieged militia. And that's been one concern, even among conservative lawmakers, is that they feel, one of them actually got up and said the other day, it's the intelligence ministry says or tells us, he said, and the police tell us, they don't know where these people are. They don't know what's going on. The law enforcement in Iran, like the rest of the government, is complicated, but sort of multiple power centers. So there's long been it's long been known that there were sort of unofficial prisons going on. But I think this just it's more high visibility now, and there's more concern again, especially after this young man died, whose father was an advisor to a conservative figure.
So Robert Wirth, the takeaway here is that we're not seeing the reveal of a police state that's in lockstep from top to bottom. We're more seeing the kind of chaos reflected in the prisons and in law enforcement from the grassroots political opposition movement that this entire post-election period has been about.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's not as if there's been some dramatic shift. There's a long-term shift in power, I think, towards the Revolutionary Guards. And many feel that they may have been involved in some way in this election. And so I think there's some concern, again, not just among opposition people, but among people conservative politicians. And again, it's worth emphasizing that Ahmadinejad, who's a former Revolutionary Guard, has a lot of prominent opponents in the conservative movement.
It's interesting. Well, the Revolutionary Guard is certainly the institution to watch in Iran. Robert Wirth, New York Times Beirut bureau chief, with a page one piece on prisoner abuse in post-election Iran. He joined us from Dubai. Thank you, Robert.
It's a pleasure.